We're doing the Kitzur Makor Chaim, rules in Brachot, the second chapter of Kitzur Makor Chaim. We're up to Halacha Zayin, the seventh paragraph. Lo utar lazkir shem shamayim ela b'shat limudo b'torah, o bevakashot v'tchinot, o b'sha'a sheba levarech brachot shenitchayev ben. One may not say God's name unless in the following circumstances. One, when he's learning Torah. So you're reading Pesukim in the Torah, or you're reading the Gemara. So you could say Hashem's name is part of the learning, if it's part of the text that we're learning. Or, when you're making requests, you're begging before Hashem, you're saying a prayer, a request, so then you say Hashem's name. Ana Adonai Hoshia Ana. Please Hashem save me. So you say Hashem's name. Or at a time when he's going to make a blessing that he has to make, right? You make a blessing, you say Hashem's name. Yeah? That's part of the blessing. Baruch Atah, and then you say Hashem's name. But if someone makes a blessing that he didn't have to make, he made a shahakol on the drink, and now he wants to eat a piece of chocolate, so he's going to make a shahakol again. But you just made a shahakol, and you had the drink and the chocolate right here. You don't need to make another shahakol. A person who says an extra blessing when it's unnecessary, that's included in this prohibition of saying God's name in vain. So we're not allowed to say an extra blessing, and he's saying, and one who does is in transgression of this prohibition. Not allowed to say God's name in vain. This prohibition is in any language, in all of God's names. So we're prohibited from saying God's name in vain, even if we're saying it in another language, not necessarily in Hebrew. Tet. We said that this encompasses all of God's names. One of God's names, who Shalom, is the word Shalom. One of God's names is Shalom. Shalom means peace. Shalom comes from the word Shalem, whole. That is one of God's names. And therefore, it is fitting that a person greets his friend bibracha with the blessing of Shalom Alecha, peace upon you. He is greeting him, may God be upon you. One is supposed to bless his fellow man with God's name. V'lachen, and therefore, Birkat Shalom, saying the word Shalom as a greeting, asura bebet ha-merchatz u'b'chol makom metunav. It is prohibited from using that greeting in a bathhouse or any place that's defiled. You're not supposed to say Shalom to a guy in the bathroom. V'chen asur levrech Birkat Shalom b'rosh meguleh. Metunav is filthy. And so too, it's prohibited from saying Shalom to a fellow man when our head is uncovered. Just like we're not allowed to say any blessings without a kippah, without a head covering. We're not allowed to daven without a head covering. We're not allowed to learn Torah without a head covering. By the same token, we're not allowed to greet our fellow man with God's name of Shalom without a head covering. Oh, et mishol shomegule. Nor are you allowed to say Shalom to someone who himself is not covering his head. Uvemikre ze, and in such a circumstance, because you're saying, I don't know. He doesn't say, I don't know. In such a circumstance, it's better to greet him with good morning or good night. Don't tell him Shalom Aleichem. So he doesn't notice the difference, and you do greet him. Huh?
In German.
Yeah. Yo. Uvimkom tzorech, and in a situation where you need to, yesh da'atir l'man ha-shalom. Then we can make it, then it's permitted for the sake of peace, meaning you're greeting 10 people, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. Then comes one without a yamka, Boker Tov. So he says, if you have a situation where he's going to be offended, so then for the sake of peace, for the sake of Shalom, then we allow you to say Shalom to a person, even a person like that. Okay, that's always the question. Halacha Yud, Hashimush Bemilat Shalom, Lo Kebracha. If you use the word shalom, not as part of a blessing, but for the simple meaning of peace, that's permitted in any situation and in any place. For you don't mean God's name. The word shalom is also a word. It means peace. So if you ask, if you're using it with that meaning, so then we don't have a problem. It's not using God's name in vain. This is Hashem's name, which has dual meaning, and when you mean it as Hashem's name, then it's holy. When you don't mean it as Hashem's name, so it's not. So he says that's also okay.
You can call him 100 times more after you.
Yeah.
But when we are reading Torah in Beit Midrash, pronunciate one name, and for example, here it's another pronunciation, another name. We mention another name of Hashem.
When we're learning Torah, let's take the pasuk that says, "Baruch Ata Adonai Lamedeni Chukecha." That's a pasuk.
Okay.
So that name that I just said, that's the name we always say, right?
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Oh, I remember that when we were reading a Torah with Rav Siegel, and we read another name then in Beit Midrash.
I don't know.
From Torah.
I don't know what it. I don't
like
know.
Adonai and Hashem. Probably we are reading Hashem. If it is not in holy place, and the Beit Midrash we are reading Adonai.
I hear. No? Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.